on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Umgeni Otugela Water says it's reducing the bulk water supply to King Cetshwayo District Municipality due to its outstanding debt. It says the municipality owes the water board around 600 million rand. The utilities Siyabonga Mapomulo says the district municipality last made payment over 2 years ago.
However, instead of repaying the outstanding debts, and despite an intervention by the Department of Water and Sanitation to mediate in the debt impasse, the King Cetshwayo District elected to issue Umgeni Otugela Water with an intention to terminate the bulk water supply agreement. As a last resort, Umgeni Otugela Water then communicated its intention to reduce the daily water volumes it supplies to the King Cetshwayo District from 46 megaliters to 36 megaliters daily. This reduction will remain in place until a payment plan for the outstanding debt is reached.
Some of the survivors of Sunday's N2 bus crash near Shaka Skraal have recalled the traumatic day. The accident claimed the lives of 9 members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity. They had been returning from a service in Richards Bay when the driver lost control of the bus and it rolled down an embankment. A mass memorial service is underway for them at the Shayamoya Sports Ground in Guadaguza. Deputy Minister of Transport Mkuleko Hlengwa and KZN Transport MEC Sponiso Duma are attending. One of the survivors of the crash, Sikelela Khumalo, describes what happened after the tire of the bus burst.
After the bus went through the road barrier and down the embankment, there was a mist and everything was dark. Then there was silence. I opened my eyes and saw a piece of the bus on top of me. I tried to crawl out, but I noticed that another piece was blocking me.
He says he's still heartbroken that he didn't have the strength to free his nephew from the wreckage.
I saw my nephew take his last breath. I had seen him try to wiggle out of the wreckage. We tried to push the bus off him, but it was too heavy.
And former Australian Test cricketer Stuart McGill has been found guilty on a drug-related charge. The case against the 54-year-old centres around an introduction he made between a cocaine dealer and another person 4 years ago. The court in New South Wales heard his involvement was limited to the introduction, but the dealer also took part in 2 other supplies. McGill will be sentenced in May. The former spin bowler took over 200 wickets in 44 tests for Australia between 1998 and 2008. Your top story, Umgeni Otugela Water says it's reducing the bulk water supply to King Cetshwayo District Municipality because it owes the water board 600 million rand. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.